Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you today on Palm Sunday. Can I hear a Hosanna at home? Well, I'm taking you at your word that you were doing Hosannas. I've got a question for you at the start of this, and I've got something for you to think about. All right? So the question is, how central is the cross in your life today? How central is the cross in your life today? And then I want you to consider this quote from C.S. Lewis. All right? And I'll try and explain the quote then later as we go through, but I want you to mull it over. You've heard the question. Here's the quote. And the quote is this: "The truth is, of course, that what one regards as interruptions are precisely one's life." All right, it's good, isn't it? The truth is, of course, that what one regards as interruptions are precisely one's life. So, the narrative or the story of Palm Sunday is familiar to you all. I know it's familiar to you all. And the text that you've just heard read comes after Palm Sunday. And it's that piece of text that I am particularly interested in, given the context in which we are living today. All right? But so, a little bit of information to give you a sense of where we are in the biblical story. So, Lazarus has been resuscitated or raised, as Scripture tells us, and that caused a great deal of excitement for many and a great deal of consternation for a few. The few being the leaders, the Pharisees, the scribes, those who saw Jesus as nothing more than the enemy. But for many others, it caused a great deal of excitement, and the word quickly spread. And so they began to follow him. And they followed him in great numbers into Jerusalem. And it was for that very reason, the Lazarus healing, so to speak, that was causing the excitement. They followed him into Jerusalem. And those who were very concerned about what was actually happening made this incredible statement. Verse 19, "So the Pharisees said to one another, 'You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him.'" The world has gone after him. And in our world today, we could ask another question: is the world going after Jesus? How could we help the world to go after Jesus? These Pharisees and these scribes were very concerned at who was going after Jesus. You see, they were so pious that they thought their way of life, their box ticking, their following their processes, obeying the laws, they thought all of that would set them right with God and indeed the rest of the world. But of course, you and I know where this story ends up. This story ends up at the cross. Hence the question, where is the cross in your life today? How focused are you on the cross? So the whole world is going after Jesus. And among the world were the Greeks. Now, the Greeks were an unusual bunch of people to be going after Jesus. The Greeks lived on intellect and knowledge. They thought that the whole world could be put right, their relationships with each other, the order in the world, the way in which the world works, could be put right by intellect and knowledge. So we had the piety of the Jews on the one hand, and we had the intellect of the Greeks on the other hand. And in the middle is the cross and Jesus Christ. In fact, the only way and the only person through whom the world can be put right. So the Greeks are there. They have been attracted. They've probably heard of what's happened with Lazarus. They go and they seek out Philip, one of the disciples, who seeks out Andrew, another one of the disciples, Simon Peter's brother, and the quiet member of the top four of disciples, the ones who were closest to Jesus. And Andrew was actually quite well known as someone who brought people to Jesus, famously bringing his own brother to Jesus, as you know. So the Greeks are brought to Jesus. Andrew surmising that anybody who was seeking out Jesus, Jesus would love to meet. Not as reticent as Philip was obviously being, but quite happy to bring them to Jesus. He brings them to Jesus. And Jesus is telling his people now that the hour has come. If you remember, in so much of Scripture, Jesus is saying, no, not now, or the hour has not yet come, or it is not yet my time, but now is the time. Now is the time. And he's telling his disciples and anyone who could hear that the time for the Son of Man to be glorified at the cross has now come. And he's encouraging as many people, the world, that can seek him out to do so, and he's ready to meet them. But there's a problem. And the problem is the same today as it was then. What are you prepared to risk in the following of Jesus Christ? You see, C.S. Lewis's quote becomes quite apparent now, because we could fall into the danger of thinking that what is going on now is so special that our need to behave as witnesses for Jesus Christ, we can do that later. We've got a problem to solve now. In other words, some people will adopt the attitude that this is not normal, so I won't have to behave normally until normality returns. When in fact, there has never been a better time to be normal in Jesus Christ. This is the time. The hour has come, in a sense, for the witnesses of Jesus Christ to be powerful in the world, bringing a level of hope that the world is currently seeking. It can't find it within itself. It can't find it entirely within science. It can't find it by following rules and regulations. It can't find it in the many pious ways of so many fads and religions that we have decided that we can buy into in this world. The only place it can be found is in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is saying to you and to me today to risk it all. To risk it all. To collide in one sense in love with the world today. That this is not an interruption in our lives. This is life today, and we need to behave as witnesses to Jesus Christ today. And one of the most beautiful passages which I love, which should really be a source of encouragement to us at this time, comes from 1 John 5. So hear these words. Hear these words. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? When you say your hosannas today, know that those who believe in Jesus Christ have overcome the world. This is your time. This is our time to preach the word of the Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. This is the time. Not some time in the future when conditions are maybe a little bit better as we perceive them to be, but now. This is our time. How do you see the cross today? The cross needs to be front and center in your life today. And in that way, we change the world, a world that is seeking answers that only Jesus Christ can give. May the Lord bless you today as you seek to put the cross at the heart of your life. Amen.